Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg. Grown-ups, if your family loves Story Pillar and just happens to be looking for a great podcast in Spanish, definitely check out our newest pod friend, Cráneo, Ciencia para Niños Curiosos from Cumbre Kids. Each episode dives into the wonderful world of science, exploring things like dinosaurs, wildlife, and even outer space with some pretty amazing Hispanic scientists guiding the way. It's fascinating, fun to listen to, and a great listen for curious Spanish speakers and learners alike. Oh, and if your family is like my family and needs a little extra help unwinding before bed, you can also check out Buenas Noches, Cráneo. It still features a tantalizing taste of science, this time wrapped in beautifully produced Spanish language stories that will help your little cráneos prepare their brains for bed. Find more information at cumbrekids.org and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show?
Hello, everybody! It's me, Snake, your super cool toadstool caterpillar best friend with red sneakers! We're back for season 3 of Story Pillar! Again! Season 3! Everybody shout for season 3! Touch your knee, hug a tree! Everybody scream for season 3! I'm so happy to be back! Flapjack! Meg's ear is all rested up and ready to ride! Ooh! And we're all ready, Spaghetti, to try out our new Story Pillar schedule! From now on, we'll have new episodes on the first 3 Mondays of every month. We'll start it off with a sneak attack on the first Monday, and then a full episode with stories and sick tricks and gummy centipedes on the second Monday. And we'll wrap it up with a super cool chicken drill banometer check on the third Monday. And then we'll rest and go gummy shark fishing and build a giant fort out of cheesy pizza boxes and dental floss. And then we'll be back on the first Monday of the next month with a fresh set of episodes. Hooray! But for now, Snowplow, let's get started on this week's sneak attack! We'll talk about where we're headed for next week's story, hear some amazing-riferoo animal facts, and laugh our tummy turkeys off with some amazing jokes. Ready? Next week we're headed to Acadiana! Acadiana, Acadiana, hop on a banana cause we're going to Acadiana! Acadiana, Acadiana, what rhymes with Acadiana? Ooh, banana. Oh, bandana, like you wear on your head. Ooh, savannah, like with lions and cheetahs and bristly piano horses, or what I think you probably call zebras. Anywho, chicken shoe. Ready? Let's put on a bandana. Ditch the savanna. Eat 357 and a half bananas. And ride a garbage can all the way to Acadiana. Acadiana is a part of the southeastern U.S. state of Louisiana that borders Texas to the west, Arkansas to the north, and Mississippi-ippy-wippy to the east. Acadiana runs along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico that stretches from New Orleans on the Mississippi River in the east to its border with Texas in the west. It's covered with low, gentle hills in the north and prairies, marshes, and bayous, which are flat bodies of slow-moving water in the south. Acadiana is particularly well known for being super duper pooper diverse, or having a gigantic-ripper-rooney-toony mixture of cultures, ethnicities, and traditions. Acadianan families can trace their roots to Cajuns, or people whose ancestors came from French-speaking Canada, Spain, Ireland, the Caribbean, and even to Native American and African nations. As you can imagine, Tenny Salmon, after a gabillion years of living and working and learning from one another in the bayous of Acadiana, whammo blammo pass the spammo! You get a whole lot of waddle fantastic-a-roo cultural traditions you can find nowhere else in the galactiverse. Like Cajun French, a dialect of French specific to Louisiana, Zydeco, a rooster rompin' toot-tootin' music with accordions and drums, ooh, and even washboards, which are old laundry scrubbers. Oh, and Acadiana is also famous for gumbo, a delicious hearty stew chock full of rice and shrimp and sausage, and if Chef Sparky Spoon has anything to do with it, gummy centipedes. Oh, and this part of Louisiana also has a special twist on Mardi Gras, a Catholic celebration that marks the beginning of Lent. Unlike the fancy-pensy-wancy parades in New Orleans, Acadianans celebrate with the Courier de Mardi Gras, or the Fat Tuesday Run. That's when a group of people put on a capuchon, a small pointy hat, hop on a horse, and head to the nearest house to ask for something to put in their giant gumbo pot. Whoever lives in the house says, "Of course, tiny horse. Take a chicken or 20, if you can catch it." Dun, dun, dun! The Fat Tuesday Runners, run and put on a silly play about chasing a panicked chicken that really doesn't want to be turned into stew. Moving on, sparkly swan. Time for the mighty, unstoppable ditch bug, a.k.a. Craw Pepe, a.k.a. Mountain Lobster, b.k.a. better known as the Crawdad, Crawfish, or Crayfish. Whichever name tickles your toothpaste, crawdads are small freshwater crustaceans that first popped up around 200 million years ago. They're literally as old as the dinosaurs. Move over, Craw Pappy. Look out for Crawdadosaurus. Am I right? Okay, back on track. Crawdads just happen to live all over the world in places like Asia, Australia, North America, and Africa. And they like to make their homes under rocks or in shallow muddy tunnels, in streams, swamps, and paddies. Fields used for crops that need a whole lot of water to grow. Rice paddies are actually snackually the perfect place for crawdads to live. They eat the insects that harm the rice and add nutrients to the soil, and many farmers are as happy as a crawpappy to raise rice and crawdads together. Crawfish kinda look like a lobster that fell out of the ocean and got stuck in the Shrinkinator 2000X. They're usually about 3 to 7 inches or 7 to 7 centimeters long, and just like lobsters, they breathe through feathery gills, and their front legs are actually two gigantamongous claws they use for grabbing a delicious snack, which, since they're omnivorous or eat plants and animals, could be a crunchy snail or a tasty tadpole, ooh, or maybe even a smushed up pile of rotting leaves and grass. When you're a crawdad, the sky's the limit, people! Oh, instead of skin, crawdads have a hard exoskeleton that protects their bodies. Kinda like a bulletproof leotard made out of shell. A shellotard. Sparky's gonna love that one. Anyway, T-Tray, their exoskeleton shellotard is really, really good at protecting their soft bodies, but isn't also good at stretching and growing. So when a crawdad's feeling a little tight in the tummy, they just shed their exoskeleton, eat it in order to keep the super healthy vitamins and minerals it contains, and grow a new one. Can you imagine if every time we needed to grow, we unzipped our skin, stuffed it in our mouths, and sat around waiting for another one to grow in? Someone bring me a blanket! This skin-a-tard's taking forever! Okie dokie, Pinocchio-kie. Now it's time for my favorite part. Joke time! Joke number one. Why didn't the crawdad want to share her ice cream? Did you get it? 'Cause she was feeling a little shellfish. Get it? Shellfish, like selfish. But crawdads are shellfish. Ooh, that's a good one. Alrighty, flashy lighty. Joke number two. What kind of car does a rice farmer drive? Give up? A Rolls Royce. Get it? Like Rolls Royce, the super duper pooper fancy pantsy car. I'm so happy, snappy, wappy to be back with you. Okay, that's it, Potato Chip Grown-Ups. Don't forget to check out our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more fantastic episodes of Story Pillar. Oh, and Defaroonie Toonie, stop by our online Story Pillar store at storypillarstore.threadless.com for some fantastic Story Pillar swag featuring yours truly and Sparky and Megan Bean. Oh, and don't forget about our brand sparkling new Story Pillar episode schedule. We'll have a sneak attack, a full episode, and a phenometer check on the first three Monday Wednesdays of every month. Alrighty, nutty ready. Thanks for joining me for this week's sneak attack. I can't wait to laugh my crawdad crackers off with you next time.